We're up to Mishnah Vav, Hamalakeit Asavim Lachim Ad Sheiva Shamosuk. Okay, you gather Asavim Lachim until the Mosuk is dry. What does that mean? Hamalakeit Asavim Lachim Oichlim B'loy Biur. You're allowed to collect B'loy Biur. Hamalakeit Asavim Lachim Oichlim B'loy Biur Ad Sheivish Lachluchas Aretz Samantik Asavim until the moisture. You're allowed to eat B'loy Biur. Okay. Grass ad sheyivesh lachluchis the moisture haaretz hamamtik esaperis, which sweetens the earth, the fruit. Misham v'elech chayav levar, as long as the earth is still moist, that's the basic he said. As long as the earth is still moist, you're allowed to eat the grass. Ad sheyivash hamosoik, what's the mosoik? Sheyivesh lachluchis haaretz, the moisture of the earth hamamtik, which sweetens the peros. So you're allowed to eat grass. You're allowed to eat grass as long as the earth is still moist. Let's see what's over here in the picture. Hamalakeit asavim. Hamalak here is the grass. Asavim, these are dry. Asavim lachim, these are moist. These are dry. Ad sheyivish hamosoik. Oichlim min hasav halachim. You're allowed to eat from the moist. You're allowed to eat from the moist grass. Shabayis ra kol oid. Oichlim min hasav halachim. Shabayis ra kol oid. Kayamim asavim halachim basadish. As long as, here's the wrong arrow. You're allowed to eat grass in the house as long as you have in the field moist grass. Ra kol oid shekayam asavim halachim basadish. Uchum sheyiv shaharetz. When the earth dries, the kalu halachim. But when the earth dries up and there is no more moist grass, also lechol afal pi shadain yesh basadi yveshim. You're no longer allowed to eat, even if there's going to be afal pi shadain yesh basadi yveshim. Even if it's dry, okay. So you only can eat in the house grass as long as there's still available in the field moist grass. Once there is no longer moist grass available in the field, you're not allowed in the house. Pasht, okay. You're allowed to be malakit. I guess means to gather the vegetables in your house.
Grass.
Hamalakit asavim lachim. You're allowed to collect moist grass ad until sheyiva shamosuk, until the earth, which provides moisture, dries out the mosok, the peros. In other words, as long as there is moist grass available in the field, you can eat the grass wherever you want.
Which grass?
Me.
Besides you.
It seems that we're dealing with some. We are dealing with some type of edible grass. What? Your phone?
Somebody's phone.
Yeah. My phone? Oh, I feel it. Okay, that's what it says. It says over here that you're allowed to eat the grass as long as moist grass is still available. You're allowed to eat. All right, that's it. Next, hamigabev bayavish. What does that mean? Ad sheterid revia shmi, until the second revia. Hamigabev bayavish. Hamalakeit asam yavish. A person that gathers dry grass. Oichlam beloy biur. Ad sheterid revia shmi. Shehi b'shana b'neinus, the second year. B'shana b'neinus. B'chavkim marcheshvan. Mishum el chayv levar. Okay, the second rain is on the 23rd day of Cheshvan. The first rain is on the 17th or the 7th. Zayin, Chav Gimel, I don't remember the different Zmanim. You familiar with this? Misach Tainis, the different rain seasons? What are the rain seasons?
You're not familiar?
No, I forgot. Zayin, I think the first one is Zayin. Was it Gimel? There's Gimel Cheshvan, Zayin Cheshvan, and the 23rd of Cheshvan, something like that?
Okay, that's when you do Tainis. It probably starts in December sometime.
When you say Masha Viruch Mordei Geshem, when do you start saying the same Talmud Mata? So we do it in Chutz L'Aretz on December 5th, in the Tkufa. But in Eretz Yisrael, they do it on... not right away, they do it on...
Not right after Yom Tov.
Yeah. It's no, Zion. Okay. The calendar day, Zion, I think. Zion Cheshvan. So the word hamagavev means hamalakeit. The word hamagavev means you collect. The person is he collects hamalakeit ba'asavim yivesh. The person he collects dry grass. Oichlam beloy biur ad shet herid reviyah shniya shehiyu b'shana b'neinus chav gimel the 23rd day of Cheshvan. B'shama ele chayv levar. Next, megavev targam l'kheshesh. Kash. The word megavev is the Aramaic word of the word to collect straw. Okay, that is the meaning of the word megavev means to collect straw. L'gvava. Reviyah. Reviyah means rain. Why is it reviyah? Al-shem shamata reviyah esaretz. Umalida kizachar zesh reviyah esanekeva. Like a man impregnates a woman. So the word reviyah means the drops of rain penetrate the earth and cause the earth to grow. So it's equivalent to a man and a woman in the union of reproduction. That's why it's called Revi'a Hashem Shamalotei Revi'a Esaretz Kimalida Kiderch Shazachar Kizachar Shalei Zanekev Beirish Acherim Shemarbitz Ha'ofer Umashkivai. A second interpretation is Shemarbitz Aretz Umashkivai means you disperse earth. You spread water. Shemarbitz of Mashkiva Targum Revitz Revia. Shemarbitz means you cause it. You sprinkle water. Is that what it means? Shemarbitz offer Mashkiva. You disperse earth and you cause it to settle. Targum Revitz Revia. Let's see what's over here. Hamagave beYavesh Ashter Revia Shnia. Mishuteirat Harevia Shnia Ageshem Hasheni. Sarach Levarias Hasav Hayivashim in a Bais. Okay, Pashit. So you're allowed to collect dry from a gavi yavish asheteret v'yishni. You're allowed to collect the dry as long as it's not yet the 23rd. It's not yet the 23rd day. The 23rd day of hamalake basam yavish machul b'lebiur asheteret ashiv shmoshiz totum gavtil hashvei. Next. Alei konim va'alei gifanim. So alei, what are the alei konim, alei gifanim? Here they are. Here are the alei gefen. The leaves of the vine. Ad sheyishu me'avin, until they fall off. Alei hagefen halachim noishim in hagefen b'kolim. They fall off the vine. They fall. Adayin l'sham bo olam yiveshim. But still attached to the vine is dry. Is it very noisy here? So what should we do?
Do
what?
Do
where?
Front where I was. Why the
it's a dumb question. Alright, so we have over here the Alei Gefanim, the Alei Gefen. We have moist leaves and we have dry leaves. So it says over here, Alei Gefen Halachim, Neishim and Gefen Mikolim. Okay, the leaves from the vine, they fall off and they disappear. The Adai Nishadim Ba Alei Yiveshim. They're still attached to the vine, there are still some dry leaves. Some of them fall off and some do not fall off. So it says of him, Zman Nishuas Alei Gefen Besadeb, Sarach Levar Alei Gefen Halachim in the Bayis. From the moment when the Alei Gefen begin to fall off in the field, Sarach Levar Alei Gefen Halachim in the Bayis. If you have in the Bayis, you have moist leaves. People, like, they take the leaves, they take it to the house and they eat it. Do you do that? Do you eat the leaves of the vines?
No, actually, well, I don't take the Asaph, but you do this. Right?
Some people do this.
You do Asaph.
When you're very desperate, you eat this.
You do Asaph.
Do you eat orange peels? I eat orange peels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate covered orange peels, right?
No, not chocolate covered, raw. It's the way it is.
I wonder why you're feeling well lately.
I haven't had it in a long time. Bizman is Shuas Alai Gefen, the Sodet Sach Levar Alai Gefen, Allah Menabayas. Avapish Shal Olam Havesha Madain Nishtamu Alai Gefen. From the moment when these leaves fall off the vine, it's Osir. You know, you have to, through this man beer, you have to remove these leaves from the house. Okay, that's it. Next. The Megavi, the Yavish Achatarid Revia Shnia, Bishazu the Sagashem Hashani, Marakivim Ha'olam Havesha Mukolam. When it rains, it begins to rot. Mishatarid Revia Shnia, Hagesh Mashani, Tsarch Lavara, Ha'olam Havesha Mavais. You gotta remove from Vais. Okay, so let's see what it says in the Rav. So the Rav says, the Rav over here says, Alei Konim, the leaves of the reeds, the Alei Gefanim, and Sheyishu Me'avihen, you're allowed to collect them as long as they're still, until they begin to fall. Once they begin to fall off the tree, you have to remove it. Hamagav B'yavish, you collect dry leaves ad sheteret v'yishniyah until the second rain comes down. Let's see who says over here. The Rav over here says, Ale gefanim, lachim, moist leaves, oichlem bechen kolzman shenim tsoim. You're allowed to eat. You are allowed to eat leaves, lachim, oichlem bechen kolzman shenim tsoim shenim tsoim ba'avihen. As long as it is attached, as long as it is attached to the tree, you're allowed to eat. As long as it's attached, you're allowed to eat in the house. The Zman Bir begins when the leaves fall off the vine. Leaves, ole, gakonim, vikvanim, yveshim, dry ones, oichel, ad shateri, revi, the rain begins to fall. You have in the house dry ones, you're allowed to have the dry ones, as long as the dry ones until the rain season begins. Konim, vikvanim, yveshim, oichel, ad shateri, revi, yashni, bachar, kach, yibar. Next, the Kulon, Rabbi Kiva says, the Kulon, ani, ad shateri, revi, he disagrees. Rabbi Kiva says, the Zman for the moist and the Zman for the dry goes until the second rain season. Bein asavim, bein konim, whether it's grist, whether it's going to be konim, begafanim, bein lachim, bein yivoshim, bein halacha, we don't accept Rabbi Akiva lahalacha. Isn't that a shock to you? The Hilk Rabbi Akiva, he is the father of Torah Sheh Baal Peh. And yet we do not paskin like him. It goes to show you can be the founder of a movement, and no one has respect for you. They don't accept European lahalacha.
Okay.
Isn't that an amazing concept? You can put your heart and soul into something, and then they reject your opinion. Rabbi Akiva,
see why you feel bad.
Rabbi Akiva is the Hilk Rabbi Akiva. He's mamish, the sherish of Tershul Apeh.
So what do you feel bad?
The Ein Halach Rabbi Akiva.
So what do you feel bad?
Isn't that amazing? You can build an institution from ground up, grassroots, and then they'll throw you out.
So what do you feel bad?
You're in good company. What situation? Why was I ever in? Why I should feel bad?
Saying Rabbi Akiva. Saying.
So why are you comparing me to Rabbi Akiva?
I'm saying, why should anybody feel bad?
Anyone should feel bad.
That he didn't get it. The Yamid. You feel bad. They didn't get the Yamid. That they're not having the minyan, not having for the Yamid. Rabbi Akiva. Kevin Pascal. About the same. Everybody's been there. Don't worry about it. I got a good tape though for you from Rabbi Mansour. Can you think you can all listen to it?
No.
No. Forget it.
Hamelaket asavim lachem.
It's a real winner's around.
Hamalakir asavim. Someone gathers grass. Okay, hamalakir asavim, lachim, moist, ad sheyivash hamosoik. So we have over here two different types of grass. We have grass. We have grass, and here it is. And I now understand a little bit better.
Oh, good.
You have over here in the field asavim. You have in the field asavim yiveshim asavim lachim. Two different types of grass in the house, in the field. There's grass that's growing on the ground. There's grass that's lying in the field. In the home, now it's not showing you. It's showing you really both. It's showing over here. And this seed, this is white and this is black. We don't mean to be racist over here. But that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. Notice who's standing. Who's standing? And who's okay? Just where the ball, where you know, that's the way the
the ball bounces.
Okay, so you have it standing and flat. You have in your home. Look, what you have in your home. You have over here lachim. It's white, and you have here yivashim. You have dry. You have here white, and you have moist and dry. And when is the zman bi'ur for the moist? When is the zman bi'ur for the dry? So the answer is, the zman bi'ur for the moist is as long as the moist is still standing in the field. As long as it's still attached to the ground, that's called the earth is moist enough to make it sweet. Meaning there is still moisture in the earth to provide sweetness, moisture to the standing grass. But when is the zman bi'ur for the dry? The zman bi'ur for the dry is until the rain season, until the second rain, until the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan. On the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan, then the dry begins to rot. It begins to rot. Okay, next case. Next case over here is, we have over here a vine. Ale konim ale gefanim. We have vines. On the vines there are leaves. There are moist leaves and there are dry leaves. When is the zman bi'ur? These are the white, these are the black. When is the zman bi'ur for the white? When is the zman bi'ur for the white? The zman bi'ur for the white is as long as the white is still The white, as long as the moist is still attached. When is this man beer for the... This man beer for the dry until the rain season. Same thing, the same exact thing. This man beer for the moist is as long as the moist is still attached to the tree. This man beer for the dry is as long as it has not yet rained on the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan. Okay, Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva says everything in the entire Mishnah depends upon the second rain season. This man beer is on the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan. Good? Okay, let's chazal the Mishnah from the very beginning. If you want to milaket, you want to collect moist grass here in your house.
Right.
You want to be milaket asav lachim and eat it. When does man beer at sheivash hamosoik until the sweet?
So you want to get milaket asav
in the house to eat. You want to be milaket in the house to eat. You want to eat it. You want to collect the grass that's lying around in your house and you want to eat it. So when is this man beer? As long as the asavim lachim in the sod is still moist, as long as the moist is standing and it's being sweetened by the earth, at sheyivash hamosoik, until the mosoik is sweet, the grass that's in the house, it's still standing and still getting nourishment from the ground. That's the zman beer. What about v'hamegavev bayovesh? You want to collect the dry grass in your house? When's the zman beer? At sheteret revia shmiya until 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan. Good?
Yeah.
Now, what about Ale Konim, the Ale Gefanim? When is this man Biur of the Ale Konim and the Ale Gefanim? So it depends. If we're dealing with the moist, at Sheyishu Me Avihen, until it falls off the vine. As long as the moist is still attached to the tree, I am allowed to eat, collect the Ale Gefanim. This man Biur has not yet come. But once it already has fallen off, sheyishu has fallen, me'avihen, that means that is an indication that the zman bi'ur has passed, and it is forbidden for me to collect it. Now, v'yamigaveh b'yavesh, if I want to go collect in the house the dry, what is the zman? Ad sheteired revia sheniyah. Until the 23rd day of Cheshvan. Rabbi Kiva Mer, I hold it everything, whether it's moist, whether it's dry, whether it's Ale Gefanim, Ale Konim, whether it's going to be grass, everything is going to go Ad Sheteir Revia Shniyah. Is that Mishnah clear? Should we do it again?
Why not? So it's okay. Chazal, right?
Okay, Mishnah, Hilka Mishnah, Hamalakir Asavim, Malachim. If I want to collect in the bais, here is my bais. Here I have my bais. I have Asavim, Malachim, moist grass. I want to collect it. I want to eat it. I want to serve it for the meal. I want to serve it. I want to eat it. It's delicious. I want to bring it into my bloodstream. Think of all the medical, medicinal properties, the delicious nature of this grass. No?
Yeah.
If you want, you can smoke it also. Marijuana.
Yeah, you're talking.
Okay, we can grind it up, we can put it into a piece of newspaper, and we can... Delicious.
I heard people doing that. They didn't get people.
Then you can get high. Get me high, right?
That's too easy. You're getting there, though. Baruch Hashem.
Chas v'shalom.
No, high in Torah. Go ahead.
So, if you want to be malachim, if you want to be malachim, moist grass. So, what is the halacha? When is this man beer? At sheyiva shamosoik. This man beer is until the mosoik becomes dry. What is the mosoik? The mosoik is a code word for the earth. The earth provides sweetness. In what form does the earth provide sweetness? Moisture. Lachluchas. Right? There are people out there that are dry. They have no lachluchas. They have no, you talk about a person, they have no lachluchas. A piece of wood, you talk to them. A kalta litva. You know what a litvak is? A psha. You know what psha is?
Jelly.
Psha. That's the stuff they serve in the Kiddush. You know what psha is? It's cold.
Cold and it shakes.
It shuckles.
Cold
shuckles. And if you try to warm it up, it gets ruined. It gets ruined. That's the litvak.
Yeah.
Litvak is a kalti yid. Kalti yid. Shuckles. Shuckles. And if you try to warm them up...
You put it on your
What?
You put it on
the... I put it on the right way. like Nusach Ashkenaz.
Because
I'm Ashkenaz.
I thought you were
Chassid.
The
Rashi Ruv
was a
Chassid. No, my Zaydir was Shavshak. He was a Litva.
Yeah, but
he was really a Gera. He was really a Gera.
Yeah, but not the other one.
That's the way the ball falls. I'm a Litvak.
You mean you changed the way
he called? I might have changed nothing.
My father did wait.
My father did it the same way. Like, my father was a Litvak. That's the way it is.
Okay,
the Litvaks are the real deal.
The Rashiduv is good.
The Litvaks are the Bali Musa. What?
The Rashiduv is good.
They claim he was a Belza. I don't know if that's true.
He looked like a
He wore a strimer. A Chassid Shayid. The Rashiduv. So what do you say about me?
I don't know what happened to you, man. You got cooled down, baby. You got like the Pachat.
The Litvaks, they're the real deal.
You got like the Pachat.
Until the earth is called the Mosek. The earth provides moisture to the grass. The person that's Megav Yavesh, you go and you want to collect the dry. Here's the dry grass. Atcheteved Reviyah Shtia. You're allowed to go collect until the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan. Ale Konim the Ale Gifanim Atcheyishu Me'avin until they fall off the tree. You're allowed to eat it in the bayis. The zman biur has not arrived with regard to the moist leaves until the leaves fall off the vine. Once the leaves fall off the vine, it's too late, buddy. It's the zman biur has to go. The megavi biyavish. What about collecting the dry leaves from the alei kamei alei ganav alei gavavim? Ad shetheri reviyishi until the 23rd day of cheshvan. The kibbutz says the kulan after reviyishi. Everything, whether it's going to be the moist, the dry, whether it's going to be the alei kanim, alei gefanim, moist, dry, the zman is the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan. Is it good? You want to chazer again?
Excellent.
You want to chazer again?
Well, let's go further.
Go further?
Unless you want to do it again.
What do you want?
I want to go further.
Kayet say bay. Okay, another example. Hamasker bayis lechaver ad ha-geshamim. Make it tonight. Kayet say bay, make it tonight. I'm going to rent. I'm going to rent the bayis to your friend ad ha in a regular year. I don't know what that means, maybe
that means not a leap year.
So that's a race. What is Beinonis? What's Beinonis? What Beinonis means there are three types of years. I only know two types of years. Right. Beinoni is someone in the middle. Someone who's
maybe
average.
Beinonis means the regular years.
The second one, the Beinoni. You're just average. Okay? Very nice.
It's good to be just average,
but it is good to be just halavai. It's a tremendous bracha. Halavai. Halavai. Ad hagosham acheteri viyashni. I'll tell you a good story about that also. That means not now. Out of time now. I have to go here. Achagosham acheteri viyashni. Hamutana mechavi achagosham gosham acheteri viyashni. The second Yoshi. Until the second Via. Ad emosai. Ani in the chlis in the par days. So until one of the poor lads go to the par into the orchards. What does that mean? The Sharshne Shavua Lito Leket Shikopeya. A new halacha. We're going now off the beaten path. We're going now off the beaten path. We'll take a look. When is during the other years, not during Shemitah? When is an Ani allowed to enter into the Sod in order to collect Leket Shikopeya to their entitlements? Like America, they are entitlements. When are you allowed to go into the Sod to take your entitlements? When is this man that closes? The second Via. Let's see. I want to go to the gardens. That's the Zman. Until the second, the 23rd day of the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan. So in the 8th year after Shemitah, the year was only Hefker until the field was Hefker until Shemitah. The last year when you made Shechayanu, the night of Rosh Hashanah, when you made Shechayav Kavanah for Shemitah,
no.
Were you supposed to do it?
Missed it,
okay. Okay. In the previous year. Next. Nameless I nenim is surfing the tevin of the cash shell shvius. So when are you allowed to derive benefit and burn straw, stubble of shvius? Mishateri devia shvius, simalacha. B'tevin v'kash al shviyas, to stam tevin v'kash chazi l'machal hema. Stam tevin v'kash, stam tevin v'kash is chaze, is fit for l'machal hema, for food, for animal consumption. Right? Animals. You know any of those? I know some of those.
Too many.
The stam tevin v'kash, stam tevin v'kash chazi l'machal hema, v'yesh b'kidush al shviyas, v'asso l'sayf av l'hemes b'r hanash shal ib. When it's no longer available for the animals to eat, poka kedusha shvius mimasher bayis. Nachamol. The stam tevin the kash chazal machal hema. Stam tevin the kash is fit for animal consumption.
Right.
If it's fit for animal consumption, you're not allowed to use it for your fireplace. If it's fit for consumption, you're not allowed to be derived benefit by burning it, by using it for fuel. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
As long as the tevin the kash is fit for animals, you're not allowed to derive benefits. The stam tevin the kash chazal machal hema. Stam tevin the kash chazal machal hema. Yeshba kedusha shviyis. It has Kedusha Shviyas. The also the sarfa, you know, the burn of the Hanus, the now the burn of the Hanus bow, the Hanus shall be born, Mishum, the Darshin Lach of Lolo have said, the Abel kitchen is spatel, Mimasha, the Sodom, Machel, the Chahaya. But when it's no longer fit for animals in the field, Paka, Kedusha Shviyas, Mimasha, the Bayas. So then you are allowed to destroy, you're allowed to derive benefit by burning it. So we want to know when is the Tevin, the cash, no longer considered to be a Machel, the Hema? At what point in the year is it no longer in the field considered edible for the animals? I guess the animal also has to have some type of flavor, some type of taste. And once it becomes too dry or begins to rot, it no longer has kedusha shviyas b'vayis. Yes, what's halacha? When is the law? When are you allowed to do our benefit from tevin v'kashal shviyas? Mishter v'yishni, same as man. When the v'yishni arrives, no longer is the tevin v'kashal the sadeh considered to be royally achila b'n v'chaya. Now you're allowed to take the tevin v'kash from the bayis and you're allowed to destroy it. You're allowed to use it for firewood. Is that clear?
Seriously.
So let's chaz the Mishnah. Chayetze boy, hamaskia bayis lachavero. If you lend a bayis to your friend,
you rent.
Hamaskia, you rent. A bayis lachavero ad shagushamim until the rain season. What's called the rain season? Ad shetere revia shenia. Hamudah mechavero ad shagushamim ad shetere revia shenia. Aremos tayanim. Four things. Four different types of Reviya Shniya. Okay. We have to stop.
Do you want more?
I have to appear. Okay.